You've spoken a lot about the contribution of particularly refugees to the sort of Welsh economy. How would you kind of sum that up?
Well, I think what I do feel rather aggrieved about is that how little their contribution has been remembered.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that out of the 72 firms on the Treforest estate, 47 were owned by refugees, and sort of more than 3,000 people were employed in these companies at the time when Wales was, or South Wales, was suffering desperately from unemployment. And yet very, very few of these companies have survived, you know. And I sometimes think that what they contributed hasn't really been recorded and acknowledged. I do mention in my book there's a chap called Glasser, I think it's Michael Glasser. He wrote a very good book about it, which I borrowed from the library and read, and I took quite a lot from that. And of course we lived next door to his father in Whitchurch.
Oh, wow.
So I knew him very well. His father was Ben. I put all that in the book, how the circle came fully, how we ended up all together again after 60 years when my company got taken over by the firm that took over Mr. Glass's company. And, you know, the circle went round completely. It was ironic, really.
So do you know how he came to write that book? Was that motivated by the fact that he thought it wasn't recognised enough?
Yes, yes. Well, it was. It all started off with Jill, that she belonged to the singing group where Zina belongs as well. And one of the girls there is called Annie Coppell. Now, Coppell owned Aero Zip, which was one of the factories on the Treforest estate, which was next door but one to my father's factory. And Annie's, I think it's her father-in-law, or she's divorced now, but her husband, Heinz, his father, was one of the Coppells that started Aero Zip. And he'd written a book, because he was also a painter, and there was a book on his paintings. And I got hold of this book. And then I said to Jill, well, all these people that we knew, I really feel I ought to write down all that I know before it's all lost. So I thought, why don't I write a book? I've got the time, I'll do it. So we were on holiday in Croatia, funnily enough, when on a boat, we'd hired a yacht, when this thought came to me, and there and then I frantically started scribbling all my thoughts down. And by the time we came back from the holiday, I had a sheaf of A4 papers where I'd written all my thoughts down. And then I thought, right, well, now I must set to and write it all. So I just put it all on the computer, and it just developed on and on. And then I decided that I must also incorporate my own story in with it, as being one of the firms there, the cigarette paper factory. And then the second half of the book, I thought, well, now this is a good time to include electrical spare parts as well. So I wrote the history of electrical spare parts. And then once I'd finished that, I thought, well, I haven't finished writing yet, and I so enjoyed doing it that I'd write about the cars. And then I wrote about the cameras. And then gradually my grandmother's letters turned up, and I thought, well, there's another book here, so I'll write that. And then not too long ago, I found the diary that Jill had written on our first trip to India, and I thought, well, there's another book here, really. So I transcribed all that, and then I wrote the bit about our subsequent journeys to India, because with our connection with the batteries, we used to go to India every other year. So each time, there were always adventures, and so I just wrote them all down, and then I had them printed.
So they're just tips of what the people that you know are not?
Yes, yes, well, all our friends. I'd get about 50 printed, and some of them I've had to get another 50 printed, but I've still got quite a lot left. There hasn't been much demand for the car book. I think that was only 50, but the camera book went quite well because all the club took that. And my life story, that by the time Jill had given it away to all our friends, we're on the second 50 there. And my grandmother, well, I only had 30 printed, and I just gave that to the immediate family, because it was mainly of interest to them, you know, the descendants of Clara.